You are now tuned in to another episode of the Silly Girls Podcast. I'm your girl, Charsla.
I'm your girl, Kiki.
And on this podcast, we dance in the rain. What's good, YouTube and podcast world? Let us talk to YouTube first. Hey, y'all, what y'all fine as? Because we know you fine as fuck, okay? You watching us, so we know you fine. Please go ahead and like the video. Go ahead and comment and just say hi. Go ahead and also hit that notification bell. So you notify every time that we drop a video, as well as tap that subscribe button so you can join our family, okay? Now, YouTube, it is an arrow that is right under this video, and that arrow means that you can tell somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody. And because they family, I gotta tell them how I tell my family.
How you gonna tell them?
Share this motherfucker to a friend. Share everybody on your timeline, on your contact list, the God-fearing list. I'm not saying that nasty stuff this time, because the Lord has saved me. He delivered me.
And put it on the no-fly list, because you know, if you can't fly, you're at the airport, you ain't got nothing but time to kill.
Yeah, exactly.
God saved me. Look, you see, don't say that, Charles, and then next time you come back, you say something on the next one.
Oh, what?
I'm finna say something
in 5 minutes.
I'm gonna hit him with some shit.
I don't give a fuck. I'm gonna say something. You know what I'm saying? Wow. But also, please, also, it is a description box. And please go ahead and tap those links in our description box, because they take you over to a podcast platform. But we're on all of them, okay? For some of y'all, we just found out that we can't even see all the comments and all the stuff from all these other podcasts, you know what I'm saying, platforms. But thank y'all. Go ahead and leave them, okay? Because we love them and other people can see them. Please also follow us on our social media, okay? Now, everybody who is listening, through your speakers, whoop, whoop, through your speakers, whoop, whoop, through your speakers. What it do?
That ain't how you do it.
What it do?
Hey, or what it is, though. Or what's up? Did you hit that follow button?
Oh,
hey,
what's up?
Hey, did you hit that follow button?
Yeah, go ahead and hit that, you know what I'm saying, that follow button, that subscribe button, and all of that, okay? Yes. But now that I have all of that out of the way, y'all know it's my favorite time, because I get the honor of introducing this bad bitch that's sitting on the side of me, okay? This one bad bitch, if you didn't know, okay? I'm just saying. I don't know what y'all done heard, what you done saw, what you thought, but this one right here is a bad bitch. How you doing, bad bitch? How you doing?
Good. Cleaning up dog shit.
But what's going on with the dog?
My dog is sick. I don't know what is going on with Jodeci, but he's shitting everywhere. So, besides the bullshit and the dog shit.
Life is great.
You know, but chilling, you know. Same old soup, just reheated, you know.
Come on. Same old soup, just reheated.
Same old shit, just a different toilet. You know what I'm saying? Same old. Everything is good.
Yeah.
Just, you know, one day at a time with life. And just working. I just go to work, go home. We need to catch up on some shows.
Oh, I've been missing everything. Because I ain't,
I don't even know what everything. I be trying to get in the groove, but I can't get in the groove. I'll later and still watch. I really ain't had time to just sit and watch.
I haven't sat down on the couch and watched a show in probably weeks.
Yeah, because you've been busy. You've been, like, busy.
No sleep.
Oh, how's life been for you? No Limit Soldier. Look, No Limit Soldier, what's going on?
I am really seriously in a whole, like, mood over here.
A whole vibe.
Like, I promise you. And I am loving it.
Good.
Like, I want this soft girl era. Yeah. The soft girl, and I am in it. And let me say this. I'm in a space where I am, which I was telling her just a little while ago, where I'm trying to, you know, allow myself to soften up. You know what I'm saying? Because I know I've been single for so long. You know what I'm saying? and so I want to, you know what I'm saying, to be like, bitch, relax.
She's trying to soften herself up so when she gets in her relationship, she'll be ready to receive all the good stuff that being in a soft girl era brings. Because, you know, when you've been single for so long or just doing it on your own, even if you've been in a bad relationship, it's hard to receive someone doing something nice for you, or you don't even know how to allow it because you so used to just
doing it,
going on your own. So when it's like, it's a transition.
Yeah.
It's like new. It's like a baby, learning to walk. You know what I'm saying?
Let me share this with them and you. Like I said, I'm afraid. I'm scared. You get what I'm saying? You're not like when you've
been at peace so long, you're just scared that somebody come in
and mess that up. You know what I'm saying? Because you know, anytime something is new, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's a scary thing because you never know which way. You know what I'm saying?
But that's the joys of life. Yeah. You feel me? Like,
I say this. I say it all the time to them.
Yeah, but for yourself, but then for myself, different.
I'm like, this shit is scary.
It's very scary. But you got it. Without risk, there's no reward sometimes. And in life, it's ups and downs. That's how you know you're alive. Because if it ain't no up and down, because if a heart just stopped beating, you dead, right? Mm-hmm. But if it's up and down, you feeling everything and it's pumping, it's trying to get you there, you know, it lets you know you're alive. So you just got to go with the flow, you know. Sometimes you gotta jump out there. Motherfuckers didn't know how to swim. They jump in that water. They figured out how to float, didn't they? And it's like, you can't protect yourself from everything. You can protect. The only way I've learned, and what I've been just, you know, thinking, that the only way you can control, because you have to allow life to be life. You can't control everything, especially when it comes to the dynamic of dating and getting involved with somebody, because you're two totally different people coming together, and you know you don't want to miss out on the good shit because you're trying to protect yourself. Sometimes you gotta jump on the front line and get that gunfire. You know what I'm saying? And it's just, the thing about it is, when you get in a situation, everyone deserves to feel that good feeling. Even if it's for 5 minutes, even if it's for a week, at least you felt that. Because it's people that don't be so hard up, that don't like feel it at all, and then they find themselves 70, 80 years old with regrets, like wishing they had. I'm saying that to say that control what you can control. You can only control how you allow things to impact you. When you notice it, if somebody's treating you good, don't be like, oh, he finna fuck up today. Yeah. If he don't give you no reason to, we always say we give a person a blank canvas to paint their own picture. If them strokes is good and it's coming out like a Picasso ass picture, then why the fuck are you gonna hang that shit up in projects? You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, hang that shit up in your nice little house where if you feel comfortable, first you thinking it's in the hood, you still trying to protect the picture because you think somebody could do a drive-by. You can't do that. I just came up with that shit on my own. But
I like that.
We always say just let somebody paint their own picture of themselves. You can't, because of what you've been through, that's your story. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean that's what you're walking into now. But again, it's still good to be cautious. Like I've told her, and I'll repeat it to y'all. When you see the fuck up, then it's on you. Mm-hmm. It's on you to be like, I don't like it. I'm not going to deal with that. It's a red flag for me. I'm not willing to accept it. Or if you want to accept it, then you have to deal with what comes with it. You know what I'm saying? But it ain't nothing wrong with being scared. That lets you know you're human. And if it's good because, like, okay, it's good to be scared. I like to be scared going to scary house. I know something to jump.
Because, you know, when you get in a relationship with somebody, you give that other person
a power
over your heart. You know what I'm saying? And so, because I've been single for so long, I don't know why I'm getting emotional saying this shit. You heard in my voice. I'm trying not to. But you know what I'm saying? Like, seriously, you know what I'm saying? Like, because I've been single for so long and I just do my own thing because I really don't give a fuck. And she know I be a dog because I don't give a fuck, right? Not a dog like that, but I'm saying, you know what I'm saying? Like, I really don't, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, I ain't hurting nobody's feelings. It's just me. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody hurting mine. Can't nobody, you know what I'm saying? Because in my head, I'm like, yeah, can't nobody, you know what I'm saying, hurt me, messing my heart, nigga. I got it on lock over here. And then now, you know what I'm saying, when you get in a relationship with somebody, it's like now I'm giving you the key to my heart. And I'm, because I've been protecting it for so long, where it's like, don't come over here with no bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Even though, you know what I'm saying, let me say, because again, like I said, newness, be like, oh my gosh, it's beautiful. Everything is right. You know what I'm saying? It's like, just, you know.
But you can't, I get that.
Yeah.
I totally get it. Like I said, it's a good thing that you have those, you know, because When somebody, you know what it took to get from a situation to heal from being hurt like that. But then we didn't know the steps to take, the signs to look for. We were dumb. Mm-hmm. You have, not saying you don't have reason to be hurt, because when you love somebody, they break your trust and they hurt you. it's like, it hurts, but at this age we are now, we know enough to know, like, okay, we know how to kind of heal from it and kind of be like, it still don't make it hurt less, but it's like, okay, now come on, let me just, I know I'm not gonna do it again, I'm not gonna be in a situation again and let it happen again, but I definitely understand trying to protect yourself, mm-hmm. and doing all that, but it's just like, at the end of the day, it's like, you just gotta either jump in that thing and see what it do, or you just be like, sit and talk to your cousins and be capping. Like, I want a man, he gonna come around and he gonna do this, and then you got a man that's coming around doing this, but you like, the possibility of you back, like, is it finna work? And it's been, yeah. You ain't been a relationship in years, like, not like 1 year, 2 years, we talking years. And you're a relationship girl,
yeah.
Even though she be like, I'm a dog, I mean,
I'm like that, but I swear, I'm the most relationship girl, but. And the reason I haven't been in a relationship for so long, because I take relationships so serious.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Like, because I know that if I say, like, we're together, I'm like, nigga, we together. You get what I'm saying? And so, because of that, I'm like, let me say this. Everything is right now. Amazing. Like, everything she's saying, amazing. You know what I'm saying? And so, yeah, and it's like,
but just deal with it. Because my thing is, we don't have enough therapy on this podcast, yeah. for you to be like, okay, and it's easier said than I can say, yeah. it, because I'm not there.
Because I'm like, I promise you, it's like jumping at board. I'd be like, oh, bitch, hold up, bitch. I don't want to get my heart rate. I don't want to get my clothes in. I'm only being an advocate for it because I've seen,
everything she's told me, because she tell me everything, she's like, mm-mm. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And then it's like, the things that she said, and then just the way he handles her, and just the way he says things, and the way he do stuff. And so I'm like, hey, if it ain't real, if loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. What that man, I was listening to that song the other day, that man said, what's that song? He was like, I gotta think of, because I sing it every day at my part-time job. But he was just basically saying, if love you was like feeling like this, I'm gonna continue to feel like this because it's good. But I'm just saying, yeah. like, it's a good thing. It's still, again, you can't always stay in a season of newness.
Yeah. And you know what?
As you age, as yeah. you evolve, we say this all the time to our silly cousins. Mm-hmm. We change all the time. And so what y'all are now is good and great. And then who's to say that when y'all, it can still be something new and still feel good, as long as it's on y'all to keep that. We always say that. So how the situation unfolds, you're going to stay consistent on your end.
Mm-hmm.
And if he ain't consistent on his end, then you bring it to his attention. And if he can't get back, then you cut it off. We mm-hmm. ain't spending, if you watching, we ain't spending years and 2 years with you if you change up. We ain't. I mean, like, you're going to either stay consistent with it, and everybody ain't consistent. Like, human being, life have you going like this.
Mm-hmm.
Some people can hold it together and not match short and just be like whatever, but other people may not be so good. So I think it'll be good. I'm gonna say go for it, and then if it come back and bite me in my ass, I apologize. But I mm-hmm. say go for it.
And you know what? I'm gonna be honest with them and you right now.
Mm-hmm.
I have been in a space of me being single because it just hit me what you said of. I have been addicted to the honeymoon phase because I meet different dudes, right? And so they give me that new feeling. You know, that in the beginning of just meeting somebody, it's like new. It's like butterflies. Like, you know what I'm saying? And so then, soon as they, you know what I'm saying, they dry up, then I just move on to another honeymoon phase. So I've been a jump honeymoon phase. You know what I'm saying? So, and that's why I was telling them, bitch, you're so, you know, accustomed to just having that
something new, something different.
That something different, bro. You know what I'm saying? Because it's all amazing. And so, because I'm so used to it, you know what I'm saying? Like, going like this to like that. And so, that's why with him, I'm like, it's amazing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That could be your new all the time. Like, I mean, we just have to learn, as human beings, we just have to learn how to make our own newness.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when men be like, they bored, bitch, throw a wig on. Do your hairstyle mm-hmm. different. Like, I just feel like it's, communication is everything. If you feel like it's not how it was or something, like the calls are not as much, like, communicated. Like,
but I will, you know what?
Let me, I know you will. Like, no, I'm just saying, like.
Yeah, but really, real talk, the reason I'm even giving him a chance is because he's been very consistent out of, you know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, out of everybody, like, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm picky. He's, you know what I'm saying, the one, seriously, where I'm like, I would take it. But I'm not going to lie. I'm saying this, you know what I'm saying, because I'm getting emotional, because I am scared as fuck. Even just saying, you know what I'm saying, like,
because you like having control, and you don't have control over
that, that part,
and you ain't had nothing, nobody treat you like that because the last situation was trash. Not trying to be funny. Shout out to the garbage man. No, I'm just saying, but yeah. It's good, and it is.
I agree. It's the control, because you know what I'm saying. Because when I give him the heart, I have no control of what he does with it.
Yeah, and that's just like giving somebody some money that said they need some money for a bill, and you look online and about them
the new J's
or something. You can't control what happens when you give somebody something. You just have to learn how to deal with it. Be like, don't give your money out to nobody if you know they're not gonna pay you back. Don't give your money out to people if you with your intentions feel like you need it back. Because it's not always that they're going to pay you back. When you give your money to somebody, if they say they're paying a bill, but you see their hair done, don't assume that they did. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to just, when you give that power to somebody, it's in their hands. And you have to be like, I can't do nothing, but you can't control that.
And you know what? I'm from right now, I'm going to really take your advice. Because I have been stepping with him in a cautious way. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't know why the fuck I'm getting emotional. You know what I'm saying?
Because you finna be... She got a boyfriend.
Hey.
Is you crying because she got a boyfriend? Wow.
Because, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've been stepping in a way, you know what I'm saying? Like, because he really tried, and I'm like, damn.
You feel like you don't want to push him off.
But you know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, damn. I'm like, I keep it. Like, he like full throttle, and I'm like... Well, maybe, you know what I'm saying? Should I, you know what I'm saying?
Wait, that's human. Like, that's human. So even if you let your guard down, just know that it's a possibility.
Yeah, well, I fucking get emotional. Yeah.
It's okay. No, I'm saying, like, it's a possibility that it could go up or it can go down, but you have to allow yourself to feel that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You can't run. See, you are emotional like you said the last time, like you like the old boy, but this is different.
Yeah.
Because he truly cares for you.
For real.
And like, and we all about, why is he moving so fast? You know, because we like to
that's
control.
That's me. Yeah. I'm like, God damn.
We like to control. Relax. We like to control stuff, but it's like, and we grow, you know, when we were kids, it'd be like, you can't move too fast. We grown, and life is too short. Tomorrow's not promised. 5 minutes to my end up from now ain't promised. It's like you just have to go for it.
Yeah.
I'm here for it. And I'm here if we need to roll out and I bust his motherfucking windows out of his car. I'm here if I need to be like to help plan a wedding. I'm here if chill for whatever.
She just talked to him today.
I just met him. And you know, that's big because she be.
I don't like introducing people to nobody.
But I told her, I was like, I need to meet him because I think it's time. And so, but he said it before I could say it. He was like, let me talk to her. And I was like, hi. But he was so sweet. His spirit seemed so genuine. And it was just like talking to somebody that I knew, even though it was for a brief moment because I didn't want to hold him too long. Because while I'm talking to him, she like...
I said, baby, look at your woman
because she keep looking over here. But yeah, it was cool. I think, like I said, I don't know him from shit. I can only base it off what you tell me, what he's shown. And so far, his words and his actions are aligning. And that's what means the most to me. You know, I was supposed to say something, you be like, but his words and his actions are aligning. And he's consistent. And she always hollering, if you ain't consistent, I'm a consistent person. So
if you're not consistent, I will cut you off.
Well, good. Fast. I hope you don't. And then, even if the sign of something that may not, that seems a little, just don't run. Unless I'm not going to lie.
I'm a runner.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I've been running all these drills. Like, you know what I'm saying? And so, even what I just sent you, you know what I'm saying? But I'm like, well, that ain't nothing to run. Because, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I am, you know what I'm saying? What you said from this moment,
But you had reasons to run.
Yeah.
But now you can take them
track shoes off.
Unless you run into the day. Hit it.
You feel me? Like,
but we're happy.
There you go.
When she's happy, I'm happy.
Yeah.
Now I can live through her because it's your girl. Mm. I'm living through her. So cousins look. We're gonna say in her sophomore era. Remember, I go back a couple of episodes of this podcast and be like, wait, she said, so our podcast topic is gonna be a little bit. We ain't gonna have no stories for you. Unless it's good stories about the soccer era.
Yeah.
That's good. I'm glad. I hope you do. Yeah, I feel like once you relax and really let them in like that, it's gonna take off. You deserve that. I mean, dating and meeting different people is cool, but sometimes you just want to be like, yo, we always say you want that one consistent one. You know what I mean? But I'm just letting them know. I didn't get to say what I wanted to say because I don't want to scream. I don't want to be that friend that be like, no, I ain't going to say that.
No, say that later.
Yeah, later on. When, yeah, later on. Yeah, I'm saying, I'm like, because I feel like I have faith that he ain't going to need no talk.
Yeah.
So we don't see his homeboys. No, but that's good. I'm happy. So that's the update for Miss No Limit Soldier right here. I want to tell the cousin you done took your player shoes.
My player card.
Say RIP. Say goodbye.
RIP.
She gave up a player card. RIP. We done took the card. But if you want to hear more
about. No.
Oh, okay.
We going to go ahead and jump into our topic of the day. We sorry. I done cried this day. God damn it. Get it together,
y'all,
Charles.
Know we get the topic.
Fuck. Okay, our first topic, we're gonna talk about having grades for depressed friends. Kiki had she saw something on Instagram and she had posted on her story, and I was like, this is a great topic. So basically, y'all remember the cartoon Winnie the Pooh, and they had, you know, the what is that? He a donkey. He a donkey. He, you know, Eeyore, and he was always like sad and stuff. And tell them how
it,
the
it basically was saying that although Eeyore was always sad and depressed, Pooh and friends never excluded him from anything they did. He was always there. If they went on a hike, Eeyore came along. If they had like a dinner, Eeyore was there despite him being depressed. So our question really is, what was the question you said?
Basically, grace for depressed friends. You want me to go first?
Yes.
Okay. Because when I saw that and I read it, I'm like, that's beautiful, but how much grace do you give that depressed friend? You get what I'm saying? Meaning that, like, and the reason I'm saying that, because you already know an old friend that I'm referring to.
Yeah.
Now, let me say, your friends are not therapists. They're not, you know what I'm saying, the counselors. They are not the fixers of your problem. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? Now, it's okay that you are, you know what I'm saying, you could be in a state of depressed, a state of grief, or a state of, you know what I'm saying, like, and I mean in stages. You get what I'm saying? Not that is your life. Because, you know, if you are always the one who is always bringing the, you know what I'm saying, every time you come around, the energy always gets sucked out of the room, how much grace should your friends actually give you? Where it's like, now, like, damn, sis, you know what I'm saying, like, you like that all the time. You get what I'm saying? Like, and now a lot of times you point the blame on us for not giving you so much grace because you are the one that's always down. You get what I'm saying? Because it's like, it's not, because I've had a situation, you know what I'm saying, where it's like, now it's your fault because you're not trying to help me, or, you know what I'm saying, or whatever, you know what I'm saying, because I am always like this. Like, if I didn't try to help you, pull you out of that dark place for a long time, and you're still in the dark place, is it my fault? You know what I'm saying? Or how much grace should, what would you say about that?
I don't even know, honestly, about the grace. I guess because with me losing so many people, my mood and my hormones not being balanced, my internal battles be a fool. But I don't, you know what I'm saying? I shake it off whenever I'm around somebody, and even somebody asks, like, how you feel, and I'm like, oh, I'm good. I'm not going to say it because I know that sometimes when you're in that that storm or that dark cloud, it projects on other people and it brings the mood down. When I think about Winnie the Pooh, and you know, if I can recall the cartoon, it's been so long. When he was around, even though he was sad, only time he was sad is when Pooh asked him. Otherwise, when he there, he just sitting there, and they tickers with ADHD, you know, still jumping around, doing all that stuff. But I think that, with me just being me, I feel like the person that's, because depression is real, and I think some people are just naturally depressed. Like, it ain't necessary. You got some people who just want to be depressed. But, you know, sometimes it's a sickness that some, they just, it's in them. And it's like, when you love them, you like, you give them grace and you just let them know, hey, they want to be around the sunshine, but they don't know how to be the sunshine because they just can't pull it out of them. But now, if you around me and everything, here it is with me, depression and just being a negative motherfucker, are two totally different things to me. Like, if you depressed and you just naturally, like, sad and you just, like, I don't know. I'd be like, just sit down, go watch TV and want to be in my space. I don't mind. But if you, like, everything is negative and you saying shit like that, then that's when I'd be like, dog, you have to fix that shit. I don't want to be around. But when they depressed, I don't know. I think I just, I have an unlimited amount of grace for my depressed friends, because I know the battle that it is to overcome stuff that you literally have no control over. And I just don't want to be the one where I'm not, they want to come around and I'm just like, I don't feel like dealing with that bitch today. And then I get a text and say she done killed herself. Well, all she needed was to be around somebody, even if she's not talking, even if she just sitting in the room older and said, somebody say, what's wrong with her? You have to be like, she just, that's just her personality. You know, like, maybe she just want to be in the room. But if you one of them ones, like one of them ones, then that's when I'm just like, I don't want to be around it, because it's kind of like on some negative shit. And it's kind of like, you want to be in that state and you don't have to be, because it's not a disorder. Like, that is something that you can control. You putting yourself there. But if it's something they can't control, I have unlimited amount of grace. But for the ones who just want to be there, be like, oh, I'm depressed and I'm sad like this because I can't find no man. I know somebody will always say that, like, oh, I'm depressed because I ain't got no boyfriend. I'm just like,
bitch, what? Why does that make you happy?
Oh, I'm depressed. And you're like, I'm depressed because I ain't got no money, but bitch, I'm finna still come around. But it's like, you get what I'm trying to say? Mm-hmm. Like, the depression, when it's like a internal thing where they really like on meds and can't help it, I unlimited amount of grace, because I get it. And I may give them that pep talk, like, dog, what can we do to, what do you think we can do to help you? Like, I may say that type of shit, but when it's that depression, like, you put on yourself, I don't really have patience for that no more. Because I feel like if I'm, because I naturally feel some kind of way, and I know I'm not no naturally depressed person, but sometimes grief will hit me. I know how to not put that on her, Chancellor. Unless I just really need to vent and need to cry, then I'm like, I need to dump this on you real quick. But I'm not finna dim her light or rain while her sun, you know how sometimes the sun be shining to be raining and we just a whole, what they said, a devil beating his wife type thing, that type of shit. But if you just depressed because you want to be depressed, I don't have no patience for that. But if you want to hear if we tigger, if we poo, if we piglet, then you have to go over to our podcast platforms.
Because we only give y'all half the episode.
Yeah.
So that's why we cutting it off right now. Because I got a whole bunch more to say about this. And y'all need to go listen to it, okay? But please, go ahead and like the video. Go ahead and comment. And you know what I'm saying? Check out one of them other ones. But guess what, YouTube? We out. Now, to everybody else who is still listening, I agree with Kiki about, you know what I'm saying, the two totally different people with being depressed and, you know what I'm saying, and being negative. And like I said, like she said about, you know, it's stages of that all humans go through.
Yeah.
So we're going to go through grief. You know what I'm saying? It's no reason that, you know what I'm saying, just because that person is grieving and I'm happy, then I'm like, bitch, you need to be happy. Yeah. That's dumb as fuck. You know what I'm saying? Or that person is going through something. I'm like, still not, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, so, of course, fucking not. You know what I'm saying? Give them fucking grace to, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes, again, when it's raining, you know what I'm saying? As their friend, you get wet with them. Yeah. Meaning you go out there and get them umbrella. You know what I'm saying? And then you giving them rain boots. You know what I'm saying? And y'all out there together. That's what real friends do. I'm going to go out there and get wet. You know what I'm saying? With you in that damn rain. You feel me? You know what I'm saying?
And like I said, and sometimes, you know, sometimes like when you, like, you always, whatever you're going through, you suppress it, you push through. Mm-hmm. But like with me, I'm an empath.
And I really don't suppress it. I just hair up and get over.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Get through.
That's what I mean. Like, you just kind of be like, you don't waddle in.
Yeah,
you know
I just
what I'm
quickly.
Like, and I'm an empath. So I take on emotion, like, so bad to where it, like, I've always been that way. So if it's a day where I woke up and, like, just say I'm having a day because I'm missing my niece, or I'm having a day because I'm just like, Lord, I thank you for waking me up, but I'm like, damn, I miss my mama, or something like that, then I know that day I'll shoot my friend a text or be like, how you doing? Or, like, call him and talk to him a few minutes, but I'm not finna go and be like, let's go have dinner. Mm-hmm. Because at that moment, I don't want that dumped on me.
That's
because
exactly
I'm going through my,
I'm
going through my own storm. Doesn't mean I don't love my friend any less. It's like, in that moment, I'm doing self-care to take care of me. But if it's a day where I'm just like feeling my best self and she needs to want to, and she's saying, let's hang out, I'm not going to be like, no. I'm going to be like, hey, yeah, let's hang out. Even though I know she's going to be in a funk or be saying something like that, I'm still going to do it because I'm like, Maybe one of these days the light'll come on, the sun'll shine, and she'll be like, Kiki, help me with that. Yeah. Or Charles will help me with that eventually, you know, because I feel like they can come out of it eventually. It's just that they are weaker. And some people just not as strong, you know what I'm saying? And I like we have to give grace because we're in a generation now where the one post on social media can take a person off. You know what I'm saying? Like people don't know their limits or how to take care of themselves. So I just don't ever want to be that friend to where if I have a depressed friend and just say, Lord forbid, she kills herself or something happens, I don't want to have any regrets to where I was like, that day on this day when she needed me and I just didn't feel like dealing with her because for whatever reason, I just like too busy doing something. I don't want to beat myself up like that because I will. You know what I'm saying? It ain't got shit to do with me and that day I didn't see her. But that's just how I choose to handle it because I don't want to be, I want to make sure I have no regrets when it comes to people I love, my friends, like I was always thorough. If that makes sense. But if you're just a negative bitch and you just be on that bullshit because you mad when you was with Ray Ray last week, you was so fucking happy and y'all broke up or he ain't doing what he's supposed to do. Now you so depressed and you sad. No. I let you, you can talk to me about it sometimes. I'm like, girl, shut up. Because you put that on, you control that. The ones that can't control it, unlimited. The ones that can, bitch, you got 24 to 48 hours.
Yeah. For me, like, even going forward, I'm not even going to lie to you. If I know that you are just a, not negative, but I'm talking about just a depressed person, I don't want to be close to you.
Yeah.
Like, I'm being honest. And it's not nothing to do with you. It's just that the energy is not the energy that I, you know what I'm saying, project around me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so I have to protect my peace where I'm like, that I have to, because, you know what I'm saying, it is a thing where you have it's like a selfish little baby.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Where it's like you have 10 other kids, but every time you always have to, you know what I'm saying,
pacify be up real,
pacify that one. And so for me, it's because you're not a baby. You're a grown ass person.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so for me, if you are that way, I would not want to get close to you. Yeah. And I, you know what I'm saying? We can be cool.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? Like an everyday talk, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I'm just be over there because, again, I'm giving you grace enough to handle your shit on your own because I know that I am a fucking, you know what I'm saying, like a ball of energy and a light.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of times you're going to be like, bitch, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? I ain't in that. So our energy's not going to match anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, the grace I give you is stay over there and get friends who, you know what I'm saying, who can be in that dark place with you all the time. Again, when I said that, I'm talking about stages.
Yeah.
I understand that, you know, sometimes my friend ain't always going to be happy. It's going to be some shit going on with the finances. It's going to be some shit going on with the baby dad. It's going to be some shit going on with, you know what I'm saying, grief. It's, you know what I'm saying, like, stages.
You
get what I'm saying?
I see why you protect your peace because you've been in a space where it literally dimmed your light because you was always trying to figure out and it made
you. I
get it.
I'm like, what the fuck?
Did that come out of nowhere or was it always like that?
And see, that's what I'm saying. And see, at this age, that's why I said now because I understand.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't want to continue to be the person where I'm always having to pacify a baby. You know what I'm saying? Which is a grown up. You know what I'm saying? So that time when I did have that friend, I was younger and I understanding that this right here is not. It's not healthy for that person as well as it's not healthy even for our friendship. Because, you know what I'm saying, now I'm always having to think that, like, damn, am I doing enough?
Oh,
am I not doing enough? You know what I'm saying? Is it my fault? You know what I'm saying? Or, like, damn, you know, or I always, now I'm having to worry because I know that you are, that, you know what I'm saying? I'm not being a B.O. close to you because I'm protecting my peace. Because now that I know that you're like that, I'm always, damn, is she killing herself today?
Yeah.
Is she, you know what I'm saying? Like, so now it brings,
so
for me, I got to protect me and not be that close to somebody like that because now my whole focus is on you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't need to stress myself out behind shit that I can't even fucking control. And I, because again, I'm not your therapist. I'm not your counselor. I'm not none of that. You know what I'm saying? So, and those type of people that is like that always, again, I'm not talking about, you know what I'm saying, like, just a you know, when somebody going through something, that you, of course, your friends better give you fucking grace.
Yeah.
Of fucking course. You know what I'm saying?
But somebody who wants to be, like, in that funk,
mm-hmm.
self-made depression, I get bad. It. But like I said,
self-made depression.
So I'm saying, like, that's what I'm saying, like you said now, of course, mean people, like, if you I don't know you from shit. So if you're giving up that depression, and I'm like you, I'm not going to become close to you. But the ones who are in my life now that I know that suffer from that, you know what I'm saying? They have unlimited grace. But anybody I encounter now, I'm not dealing with that negative shit.
You got
shit.
What I'm saying?
Yeah, and I'm not dealing with that shit like that. I get it, because it is very draining where you always having to, you good today? You know what I'm saying? Like, no, because it's self-made ass shit. Like, no, I ain't got time for that, bitch. Open up a window. Open up some blinds. Come out. And, like, you have no reason to be sitting at the club. Why are you so private? Why are you so... And people, solitude is great. Everybody know Dakita loves her solitude. If y'all ain't know who Dakita was, Dakita is me. I love my solitude, but I also love being around my people. Mm-hmm. On the times where I just want to relax, I let my folk know I'm in for the weekend. If it take me a long time to text back, it's because I'm just... self-care day.
And I always say, like, that even communication. It's absolutely. Okay, everybody, you know what I'm saying? Like, again, if I handle it this way, I don't expect my friends to handle it that way. You know what I'm saying? If they need, you know what I'm saying, some time, bitch, I'm the bitch, take your time, bitch, because I know, you know what I'm saying, you probably need a week.
Yeah.
I probably need a minimum, bitch, you probably need a week, so take your fucking week. I'm not saying nothing wrong with you taking that week. You know what I'm saying? Because, and what I mean by that is understanding that everybody is different. We all come from different backgrounds. We was raised different. We had different experiences. So, again, everybody is going to handle every situation different.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, with that, but as far as soon as I saw that, I was like, yes, yeah, still bring them around, but then I'm like, if you're like that, if that's your norm,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Don't get mad and be like, you know what I'm saying? Because I know people where it's like, that's their norm, right? To be in that negative, depressed state all the time. And then they will get mad at their friends for not doing too much for them. You get what I'm saying? Which is not fair.
Yeah.
When it's like, bitch, that's you.
Yeah.
I have to stop everything just for you all the time. That is some selfish ass shit. You know what I'm saying? You haven't did shit to heal you.
Mm-hmm.
But it's my fault. You get what I'm saying? That's why I'm like, I
get it. Yeah. I totally get it. No, I'm done with you with that, dog. I totally get it. Like, with me now, because I guess I've evolved. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't project it. I'm not as moody as I used to be.
Girl, you looking skinny over here.
You know, that's that Craig.
That girl skinny over here, girl. As soon as you talk, I'm like, bro, that for real. You know, I used to say something real, but nah, bitch, for real. But nah, for real, though, girl. Hold on, girl. Hold on, skinny. I'm just sitting up here looking at you. Come on, skinny. Come on, skinny. Keep talking, skinny.
You baby.
Come on, keep talking, skinny. Come on, girl.
Well, before, I didn't realize, like, damn, why am I so... I wake up and, like, why am I so moody? But, you know, my hormones. Mm-hmm. But now that I've, you know, I know signs of where I'm feeling, I shake it off. I tell myself, cut it out. You know what I'm saying?
A lot of this is training our brain. Let me say this. Because depression is... things that happened in the past that you're holding on to.
Absolutely.
Anxiety is something, you know what I'm saying? The difference between anxiety is, you know what I'm saying, depression is the fact that you're anxious of everything's going to happen in the future. That's anxiety. Depression is something that happened in the past that you cannot let go. That's why, again, like I said, with me, with giving grace is, you know, because again, let that shit go. And we was 20s. Okay, but in 30s, if you have, you know what I'm saying, even, you know what I'm saying, just say, like, if I was a depressed person and I have not figured out how, bitch, I'm going to get help.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying, because I don't want to hurt, it's too many. I don't want to hurt the people that's around me that love me so much.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Let me get myself together, because, again, I feel that you're not being a good friend because you're making all of us seem like the bad guy when you haven't did shit to heal yourself or get the help that you need. So is it our fault? Or is it your fault that you have, you know what I'm saying? Because are you being a good friend to us and your family?
Nope.
You get what I'm saying? So that's what I mean. That's why I said, and I'm not talking about like no teen 20s. I'm talking about 30s and up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because we got the knowledge and resources and all this other shit to get help.
Yeah.
It's free.
TikTok is free.
You know what I'm saying? Like, real talk, my nigga.
They always give
So that's the reason why I'm like, fool, stop trying to blame other people when a lot of times, again, depression is shit that had research that shit. Depression. And you know what I'm saying? Between depression and anxiety. Depression is past. Anxiety is future. You know what I'm saying? So for me, you know, I love you and I am going to give you grace. But if you like that all the time, I'm not lying. It's a different type of, you know what I'm saying? Because again, I want to keep that ball of life, you know what I'm saying, light around me. And you know what I'm saying? To be honest, because my circle has got smaller.
Yeah.
It's got happier, though, and more lighter. I'm not lying. You know what I'm saying? Like, people be like, when people be leaving their life, I'm not lying. Like, the smaller it is, this energy that's around it, I'm fucking in love.
Yeah.
Like, you got something you want to read or something?
No, oh. I'm just...
yeah, but you know what I'm saying? Yo, so you know what I'm saying? So, the it's like, seriously, it's lighter.
Yeah.
Not heavier and lighter in the, you know what I'm saying, the light, you know? Yeah. Seriously.
Yeah. And I love that
video. You know what I'm saying? Like, seriously.
Seriously.
But anyways, we're going to go ahead. You got something else you want to say about that?
No.
We're going to go ahead and jump to our letter portion of the day. If you would like to write us, please email us at sillygirlspodcast@yahoo.com or just DM us on Instagram, okay? Or TikTok. We have read them too, because we ain't read nothing from TikTok. We just, y'all be saying y'all love us on there, but y'all can write us too.
The letter says, "Dear Silly Girls Podcast, I love you ladies. You bring me joy. Quick funny story. My sneaky link stopped calling me because he stuck his thumb up my butt and came out with some shit on it. But why would he get mad if that's what if that's what's in an asshole?
Bitch.
Okay.
No, she did not.
Okay, Dookie love.
No, she did not.
Yes, she did. So, you want me to go first?
Yeah, go first.
Well, it could be he could be embarrassed. But you got to think about, what if he would have stuck your finger, thumb up his boot and did the same thing? How would you react? But I mean, I would laugh, because I'm like, nigga, it's an asshole. I would text him and be like, it's a booty hole. What you think? Especially if you don't stick the towel up in your booty and clean it all the way, like I told y'all to do after you shit. Like, take the wipes and go up in there.
Yeah, I don't even do that.
And do all that. You just wipe it to make sure it don't want a tissue. But if you don't go up in the hole, it's an asshole.
It's
an asshole.
It's a booty hole.
That's funny. But
she's stupid.
I mean, fuck him. Shit, that's life. You can just text him and be like, so you really gonna not talk to me because you stuck your thumb up my ass?
Yeah.
And it's a booty hole.
It's a booty hole.
How would you handle it?
Girl, first of all, whoever wrote this, she's stupid as fuck. I like her.
I do too.
Because she just, whatever the fuck she said. But however, so for me, bitch, fuck him. Like, if you know what I'm saying, my thing is like, it is an asshole. If you stuck it up thorough, it is a possibility. It could be some shit. You know what I'm saying? That probably, you know, you're fucking. And now I got a question. I'm like, was it a lot of shit? Was it a little bit on his finger? Like, you know what I'm saying? What the fuck was it? Because, you know, like, sometimes they be, you know, sticking their hand up there when they, you know what I'm saying, getting.
And my thing, he just needs to massage the booty hole. Nobody told you to stick
your thumb up all up in there.
Massage it, nigga. Because it's a possibility that you can stick your thumb up there and get some.
Yeah.
And you can't, so that's your own fault.
Exactly. Stupid. Dummy.
Girl.
Yeah. That's all I got to say about this. She's stupid. So we'll go ahead and jump to our next topic. Our next topic is, we're talking about, they are not your type. They are your pattern. Meaning, like, if you get in a relationship with somebody else, and one of our sorority sisters actually sent us this, and so it's, like, if you find a dude or a woman, and you like, damn, girl, that's her type. Ooh, now that's her type. That's her type. But they were saying that it was, because I had saw the video and some more things, and they were saying that it's not your type. They're your pattern.
Yeah.
That's your pattern that you keep getting. You keep getting, you know what I'm saying, the ones who, you know what I'm saying, that's a wife beater, or that's broke, or that's, you know what I'm saying, that's a cheater. You know what I'm saying? They're your pattern. How do you feel?
They say, it's a saying, I might be saying it wrong, but you are what you attract.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And you know what? When you said that, I always said, you not what you attract.
Entertain.
Exactly. You get what I'm saying? You are what you entertain.
You can't stop what somebody thinks.
Exactly. You can't stop that at all.
So, let me rephrase.
That should have been the topic. Okay, go.
You are what you entertain.
Yes.
I always say, I know if y'all go back and listen to what I've said, people show you, people can mask a lot of stuff, but they can only mask it so long. Mm-hmm. So people show you who they are. If a man tell you up front, I got a girlfriend, you're like, okay, and you do that every time, who fault is that? Mm-hmm. And I totally agree. They're not your type, it's your pattern. You so used to that and being accustomed to talking to somebody who's not 100% available that you've gotten used to it, and you so used to it, it's like a routine for you. So it's like, okay, I'm cool with it, I've done it before. With all of you, I agree. They are not your type. They're your pattern. We do tend to do that. Like, when I was in my... everybody I done had before, they had the same. When I think about it, like, yeah. Same kind of flow. Same kind of... I don't know if... I thought it was my type, but...
Mm-hmm.
It could be my pattern. But and maybe if I step outside my pattern, I'll see something different. But I agree.
Yeah. And I know with me, like, even when I was younger, I tend to... Like, just to, like, when I met somebody... And I tend to, when I ask them what they do, they always said they was a drug dealer. Mm-hmm. And I noticed, I'm like, it was a certain type of vibe they gave me. Like, even when I met them, they never said, you know what I'm saying? They like, hey, I'm a drug dealer. You know what I'm saying? But it was something about the swag. I was so, you know what I'm saying?
They do got different kind of swag.
It's a difference. And if y'all know, y'all know. You know what I'm saying? And my,
If you know, you know.
I'm from the projects. I'm from the hood. You know what I'm saying? The good girls, I always, you know, talk like to the bad guys. Boy. Yeah. So back then, I was attracted to, you know what I'm saying, drug boys. You know what I'm saying? Like, most of them boys, you know what I'm saying? But I never asked them what they did. I would just look at the type of car they drove, how they dressed.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so it was, I would always tend to, like, you know, people ask for my number, but I was tend to give them my number.
Yeah.
And as soon as I asked, you know what I'm saying? They be like, shit, you know what I'm saying? I got to make this run. And I'm like, oh, shit. And I would always find out that they sold drugs. You know what I'm saying?
Because we were younger. We didn't ask, like, what you do, shit. Right. We just trying to, we saw what they had, and that was self. We didn't give a damn until the conversation had, like you said, they got to make a run. But now that we're older now, we like, okay, so what? That's part of the conversation. Mm-hmm. What do you do for a living? Yeah.
And so now, you know what I'm saying? I had to, for real, break that fucking pattern. Because I know that I was attracted to, you know what I'm saying, drug dealers because even, you know what I'm saying, my daddy was a drug dealer. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, then when we was in the projects, all the niggas over there was drug dealers. So growing up, that's all I saw. And I thought, you know what I'm saying, like, oh, you know what I'm saying, this with the, you know what I'm saying? Being young and dumb, like I said, I tell y'all all the time, I was young and dumb. You know, so I had nothing, you know, no problem. That's why I don't care about saying it, you know. I was so damn stupid of, you know what I'm saying? But I just liked the theme.
I'm
was like,
I'm just smiling at you. I mean to interrupt you because when you say you was so young, and that made me think back of when you was young. Who you are today is not, you always been like a bubble person now, but who you were then is totally not who you are now. That's so crazy.
Well, how was I, girl?
I don't know. It's just, I don't know.
Because now when I, like, listen, if a dude that got that swag like that, I tend not to fuck with him at all. Like, soon as, you know, it was this dude I think there was gas station or somewhere I was, and he looked it like my old pattern.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I was like, ooh.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he was fine, but he looked like he was a drug dealer. So now I know exactly,
what to,
you know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, that's the dude that I would talk to, but in my head, I'm like, he ain't no fucking good.
Yeah.
I'm looking at him. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking like, this motherfucker probably got 10 baby mamas, probably got a brick to go pick up, probably got some shit to drop out. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, he ain't no fucking good. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But back then, I was like, that's it. Yeah, what's up? You know what I'm saying? But then now I'm like, as soon as he looked like that, I'm like, no. You know what I'm saying? So I had to change my pattern to not, you know what I'm saying, go for something like that. Why are you smelling me?
I'm just laughing because I'm just thinking about you growing up.
I know.
Because back then, Charsa was like you wasn't a mean girl. Mm-hmm. Or whatever, she was like the leader of the pack. Like, she would be like, let's make this move, let's do this. But now you kind of just like, you go with the flow, just like, whatever. Because back then, you could, like, if she made up her mind about you and she wouldn't fuck with you, it was, like, she would not break. Like, she would not bend, and I'd be like, what the fuck? I'm like, this girl, and then, of course, the people that hung will be like, I ain't doing it either. And it's like, what the fuck? But now you kind of just like, I'm with the majority.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but that's evolving and growing. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was just like, but it's great to see you, you know what I'm saying, evolve to you. You always been a great person. But I'm just saying, like, back then, she was really, like, stubborn as a fucking, like, bull. Like, my mind made up. But now she's more open-minded, you know what I'm saying? She kind of you love to be in control because, like, you know that, I think the reason you love being in control because, you know, if you got it, it's going to go the way you want it to go. You're going to make sure it's going to be top right from top to bottom. You ain't no flaws in it because you perfectionist when you do something, your name is on it. So that's a wonderful trait and characteristic to have. But now you just kind of like, you know, whatever, okay. But if it's your name, you still like that now. If you put your name on it, you always been a woman of your word. You gonna do it or whatever. But I'm glad that you kind of relax and be like, you know what? Hey, I love it when I be like, let's do this. You know, she's like, okay. Then she's like, yeah, let's do that. Like, I'm like, she would dress in the light, wearing the shirts and shit. I'm excited about it. Yeah, I don't even say nothing about matching. She's like, are we matching? I'm like, yeah. I don't want that. The bitch is like,
she done wore me down.
She's like, we twins, bitch. Can I have
my god.
Can I have her this time?
Oh, bitch, my gosh.
Really in a relationship. Now I'll be like, damn, no, I'm not gonna call Charles. You still can. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But on the weekends and shit, you're gonna be booked and busy. Mm. I love that for you though.
Me too.
I love that for you.
I'm a for real, just listen. That's, you know what I'm saying? Like,
look at me giving advice.
No, and that's what I'm saying, cause she, you know what I'm saying? Let me say this. She always be thinking, cause I'm the one that's always got some positive shit to say and all, or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But for real, I do hold, you know what I'm saying? That's why I ask.
Yeah.
Because I do take your advice and your word, you know what I'm saying? Shit, you know what I'm saying? Yes. Because I'm the one, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, I just go with what I think out of time. But you know what I'm saying? I'm like, bitch, you got these friends that, you know what I'm saying, love and trust you. They got, you know what I'm saying? That's why I'm like, bitch, let me just.
No, I love the fact that you asked that. You know what I'm saying? What you asked, because mm-hmm. I was like, whoa. When I read that and I was at work, mm-hmm. and I was like, hold on. I had to walk mm-hmm. off and be like, wait a minute. Because I know normally you'd be like, I'm just going to, you know, handle it the way you handle. But it's good. And that lets me know that I feel like y'all relationship is going to be successful. Because you doing the work to be like, let me not just always, let me see, mm-hmm. let me get it from another woman's perspective. On, even though you may not have even did what I said, it's still the fact that it's good to ask, like, okay. Because you know, like, with me, bitch, you see, I don't. What you say with me is locked in mm-hmm. to depths of my soul.
That's why I ain't gonna fuck about saying.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, well, yeah. And I'm not gonna be like, well, hey, I'm just not the one. So I never go to the worst of the worst. Mm-hmm. I just be like, well, this is this. You know what I'm saying? But I'm like, I'm just happy that you are being more, you in your soft girl era. You know what I'm saying? Like, you, like I said, you loosening the reins up. And it's good. And it's beneficial for you and for him. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I like that. I like her.
I can't stop smiling like shit. Like, he got me just smiling and blushing, like, the fucking
first
time.
First of all, when I got her, she had just made it home. And so I always go in her room and lay and talk to her. And as soon as I go in and sit in the bed, we was finna talk, the phone ring. I said, let me go in the living room. At first I thought it was your mama calling, but then I heard you say, where you go? Don't make me come back. I said, oh, let me go. I'm like, let me go sit in the living room. Because
yeah, he had that big fresh haircut, man.
Yeah, he had his head on, and then she was like, y'all was talking. So that was good. I like that for you. I love it.
Yeah.
And I feel like you can stay in the honeymoon phase as long as you want to stay in it. It depends on y'all. And that's how I just do. And I know I'm jumping. We ain't supposed to be talking about that. We done with that damn topic, but y'all need to enjoy this. Because this is today, y'all better. When y'all hear this, she's going to be well and good in her situation, her relationship. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Charlie, you got to put that as a title. Charlie is off the market. You scared?
I'm scared! So, I'm just saying that I'm like, oh, shit.
Oh, you.
Somebody
got a boyfriend.
Oh, yeah. That'll make their nosy ass go listen.
That's going to make them listen.
Yeah.
Somebody got a boyfriend. One of us got a boyfriend.
That's good. Yeah, they
don't know who.
They don't know who.
One of us got a boyfriend.
Boy, they gonna go listen because they gonna be nosy.
They gonna think it's me.
Yep. If
they gonna think it's me
because they just think I'm just out here in these streets.
But they just know because you out.
Well, because I always say you private.
But I'm glad that you.
Yeah.
You saying something? So, girl, you got a boy. What the fuck?
Bitch, what the fuck? What the fuck? And what's so crazy is because it's not me that initiated. I'm the one where I'm like, Cause okay, since we got a couple minutes, I'm just like being real honest with y'all since we done talked about it. When me and him met, we both was on the same shit.
Yeah.
We finna be chilling, we just kicking it, we don't want shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, serious. We both agreed to that. It was like on some chill shit.
Yeah.
I'm being so fucking honest with you.
I didn't even know about this one. And then he came out the woodwork and I was like, oh.
Cause we've been
kicking it.
And so you know what I'm saying? So but we both had we just go, you know what I'm saying? And then, like, it was one day that he, you know what I'm saying, he looked at me, this was on FaceTime, and he was like, so, you talking to somebody else? And I'm like, yeah, I said, I have friends, you know, because I always be, if they ask, you know what I'm saying, like, I'm not finna be like, yeah, I'm fucking him, I'm doing, you know, I'm not going that, you know, to, you know, extent or whatever. But, however, basically, when he, you know, said that, I was like, oh, he worried about who else, you know what I'm saying? So when I said, yes, I do have friends or whatever, he was like, well, you need to cut that out. And I was like, what?
But you know what, y'all? If y'all go back and listen to the podcast, she always say she want a man to lead and take control and know what he want and confident. Mm-hmm. Did you say that?
Mm-hmm.
I could tell, by the way, this nigga had his hat on. He confident. I said he wore his hat like he, where is what you call from? I don't think he from New York. Or maybe he is. Memphis, Bleak, where he from? Philly.
No, I think, I don't know.
I don't know, because I followed him on Instagram the other day, and I was, he had his head cocked. He could be from, like, New York. He ain't from her, goddamn it. You could just tell that, and I was like, oh. And the fact that he's articulate and, like, let me talk to her, assertiveness. Mm-hmm. He wanted, like, let me show your friend my face so I can see and be like, hey. And what he said to me, that ain't y'all business in regards to that. But we tell y'all stuff, but that ain't y'all business. Yeah. And I was like, I believe you. And I just the energy he gave me, like I said, I don't know if I'm shit. But it just, the way he treats you and the way you glowing and the way you smile and the way you just, you're just excited to talk about him. That's why I was like, dog, make it work. I mean, like, go for it. And if it don't work, then y'all hear us come back with some shit. Like, we gave it a chance. We fought the streets. But next time, y'all... Later, in a year or two, y'all will be hearing fucking wedding bells. I'm claiming it because
he just, I heard he keeps talking about this cap and deal to win.
But what I'm saying is, like, and she always said you want to, listen, let's talk about it. We got 5 fucking minutes. We ain't doing no rando today.
Okay, come on.
We ain't doing no fucking song. It's all for Chancellor. Let's just do this fucking list you said.
Okay.
Athletic bill. Check. A friend, man. Check. Family man, love his kid. Check. Sweat shoe. Consistent. Is that a check?
That's a motherfucking check check.
Greek.
Exactly. Check. Match my sex drive.
Check.
Motherfucking check to the fullest.
And he all about...
He can dress.
Invest, I'm saying invest in, like, y'all future building. You like your swag.
So much.
You ain't said nothing about his apartment, but I'm assuming he's very clean.
House.
His house. Oh, his, sorry. I just said apartment. His house. Very clean.
It's like the man clean. You know,
yeah, I get it.
My OCD is way, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
You a vegan, and he healthy. So that, it ain't really a compromise on that. Y'all, the man buy her vegan food, plant-based food.
Man, when I tell you.
To make sure that she has stuff.
And gave me some stuff to take home.
Yeah. And he just like, I ain't got nothing to hide. Pop up.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, like, all of that list, and it's more and more and more. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, it's more. She's attracted to him. Check. You know what I'm saying? Like, he consistent. Check. I mean, like, you haven't told me anything. Goofy. Check.
He's serious. Like, check. You know what I'm saying?
The
like,
little stuff that we have discussed, and I ain't y'all business, it's mine.
I'm not lying. Like, and that like, let me, and again, because I'm getting back emotional. And I know, and I'm getting emotional because I really, and it's scary that I have feelings like that this fast. But it ain't fast, but it's
fast. It's fast because you're telling other people about it. So it may seem fast. But it's been
We've been talking. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But however, like, that's what's scary for me because I'm like, damn, it's all the checks.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It is.
I mean, I'm just here to point. You know? I'm just here.
Yeah. And that's why I'm like, I was so cautious. But again, like you said, as much shit that I talk in this podcast and telling them, it's like I do need to, you know what I'm saying?
But just, everything just that go. You said on the podcast, you stand 10 toes down and you meant it. It's just that it done fell in your lap. So, yeah. I mean.
He like, coming like. Like I said, because how I am, you know what I'm saying? He's not aggressive like in that way, but he's in that man assertiveness.
He's like,
assertiveness,
let me be a man.
You know what I'm saying?
Let me
open that door. You know what I'm saying? He was like, hey, when you about to go back, I'm coming with you because I'm pumping your gas. He did not let me pump the gas. He didn't let me do nothing.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying? And I was just sitting back and I'm just like, oh, this so sick. Like, damn. Because you know what I'm saying? Because I've been the man and the woman.
And I'm going to say this because we got 2 minutes and then we done gave y'all enough. If y'all won't got any questions, DM us and we can tell y'all, give y'all a question on trusting her relationship. My last and final check on the fucking list. What you always say when you want a man? What you say? Everything, I done named everything, but one thing I ain't said, but you always say.
I don't know.
You don't want him from Dallas.
Exactly. That motherfucking check.
And on that, woo! And on that note, if you like, comment, subscribe to our podcast on YouTube. Go and subscribe on our podcast platforms to Spotify, Anchors, and iTunes. See the cousin. Our cousin got a man. And guess what?
Woo! We have.